The plastic casing broke easily. I picked up a razor blade. It got caught in a ray of sunlight coming through the window. The reflection of the sunlight blinded me for a second. Ever so carefully, I carried the blade into the living room. I think Miss Johnston would have called that an example of irony. What's the point of carrying a sharp object carefully so you don't cut yourself, if your goal is to slice your body open with it when you get to your destination? The light in the center of the room shone directly above me. I pulled the shades down, looked around the room, and inhaled deeply. This was the last time I would ever see my house or my furniture. I said, "Goodbye," out loud. I don't know why, just seemed appropriate. I guess I thought that the furniture might miss me. As I stared at the razor blade, it became the brightest object in the room. Next, it was the only object in the room. I held it up in my right hand. I closed the fingers of my left hand and made a fist in order to push the veins closer to the surface of the skin and make them more visible. My last thought was that I'd be one of the 35,000 people per year, 96 per day, 4 per hour, 1 every 15 minutes, who actually completes the act of suicide. This would be my 15 minutes in the imaginary spotlight. The cold metal touched my warm skin. I applied the pressure and a chill ran down my spine. A tear came to my eye and the blood started to drip. Damn, nobody told me this was going to hurt so much. It was the worst physical pain.